often the case.
I share.
As is often the case, despite having exactly the same upbringing, the same parenting, the same home environment, they've turned out to be very different to one another. The difference seems to have been evident from the very time that they were born. My eldest was a very fidgety baby. He cried a lot. He wouldn't settle. He didn't like to be held. My youngest son was much more peaceful. He was very cuddly. He was content to be still, content to be held in my arms. The first one, well, he had to be bottle fed, but he didn't seem able to lie still enough for me to feed him myself adequately. But the second son, with a much more patient temperament, took to breastfeeding like a duck to water. He would look into my eyes, enjoying not only the nourishment, but the closeness as well, skin to skin and heart to heart. And as he finished each feed, he would close his eyes and remain still, perfectly content. This is the picture that the psalmist chooses to use. I have calmed and quieted my soul. I am like a weaned child with his mother. Yesterday with Pat, we thought about the journey that is Lent. And for me this year, that has been a journey towards learning to be still. If we take a deliberate moment of stillness amidst the bustle of life, just as we are doing coming on this retreat, we can choose to calm and quiet our soul, as the psalmist suggests. And in doing so, we put ourselves in that place of being close to God, just as a weaned child with its mother, heart to heart and soul to soul, finding nourishment and peace, and then resting in the stillness of both. The psalmist is finding this stillness in simplicity. He said, "My heart isn't lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I don't occupy myself with things that are too great or too marvelous." In other words, I'm not trying to be clever. I'm not trying to be righteous. I'm not trying to understand God. I'm simply coming, quietening my soul and resting in Him. Ruth Haley Barton, in her book, An Invitation to Solitude and Silence, says this: "The human mind is perpetually trying to control things, trying to figure things out, clinging to the latest idea, grasping at the nearest straw. It works very hard to make sense of things by endlessly seeking to put everything into categories and boxes and systems of thought. In solitude, I make the frustrating discovery that often my mind keeps flailing around rather than settling me into the rest of God." I ask myself the question, how often am I like my firstborn son, flailing around, writhing, wriggling, fidgeting, fighting against being quiet and receiving nourishment and peace that I need? How often do we come to God agitated with questions that demand an answer? We pour out our words and we expect words from God in return, when perhaps we would be best just to sit still with our questions and be content with silence and with silence for our answers. For me, this links with what John was sharing on Monday about how words, and sometimes even deeds and spiritual duties of Lent, can get in the way with us engaging in the mystery of Christ, Christ incarnate, Christ crucified, Christ risen. Engaging with the mystery, I think, requires a still soul. Henri Nouwen seems to agree about this perceived need for words within our faith, and I've got this quote on a slide. It's the next one, Paul. Thank you. Often it seems that we find ourselves entangled in such a complex network of discussions, debates, and arguments about God and God issues, that a simple conversation with God or a simple presence to God have become practically impossible. I know that's true for me with words. I have words continually going on in dialogue through my head. Are these words stopping me coming to God and hearing truly from him? Is that simple presence of God really impossible? How can we make it possible again? How can we find those moments when we sit with God in his presence and that we allow God to do the work that he desires to do within us without striving for ourselves? I will still and quiet my soul, said the psalmist. And this is what God invites us to do. The challenge is, will we choose to quiet and still our souls with God? Will we allow him to do what he will within us? Will we allow him to bring peace to our questions? Will we be content just to be in his presence? I've been reflecting in recent weeks about how the Lord Jesus chose to still and quiet his soul. There is no doubt to me that Jesus would have had questions, balancing his complete humanity with his deity. And the gospel hints at this during his prayers at Gethsemane, for example, when he said, "If there's any other way, please take this cup from me." And his cry from the cross, "Why have you forsaken me?" I'm sure Jesus had questions too. And so often in the gospel narratives, we hear of him rising before dawn, taking himself off to a quiet place, into the wilderness, up a mountainside, because Jesus knew that his soul needed to be quiet and still. And he knew the steps that he had to make in order to receive this stillness and presence with his Father. My own spiritual director suggested to me that perhaps within my imagination, I might like to take myself to that lonely place with Jesus and there asked him, what was it like for him to quiet his soul, and to ask him how he did it, and to see what I could learn from Jesus through the prompting of his Holy Spirit. And she gave me this picture, which hopefully Paul will be able to show.
Yeah,
a picture of Jesus sitting on the mountaintop, and the invitation in my imagination to go with him to that place. And so we just take a moment together to look at this picture. I spent some time in silence with this picture, and I responded by writing a poem which I would like to share with you as we close our reflection this morning. Jesus, you took yourself away a lot to a quiet place, free from people, free from noise, free from distraction and all the people who wanted a piece of you, away to a solitary place, a mountaintop. And a way too to an inner solitary place where you could be in God's presence. I should like to sit there for a while with you, if I may, away from the noise and the distractions of my life and attend to my inner quiet, attend to my inner life. Lord Jesus, I should like to witness your peace as you sit with your Father, resting, admiring the view of handiwork which is your own. Did you use words, Jesus, in those times of stillness? Did you have questions? Did ideas form in your mind? Or were you content just to be close in your Father's presence as a weaned child with his mother? Lord Jesus, take me up the mountain with you and teach me how to be still in God's presence.